Coach's Insight continues here on KARE 93.7, joined now by ACCHS boys basketball coach, that is Troy Hoffman. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, a nice win on a Tuesday night. You get it done at home against Horton, 52-26. Your team's won 3 out of 4 back-to-back games as well. The lone loss in that stretch was to a top-3 team in undefeated Valley Falls. As we're down to just 2 games left in the regular season, what's the mindset like, and where do you feel the team is at with just a couple games left here in the regular season?
I just really love what we're doing defensively. I think, you know, that something we've been, I think, weak at all year long, and maybe just need more work on, was guarding the ball and keeping the ball out of the paint, and that's really a big thing with me. You know, we don't want the ball to enter in through a pass. We don't want the ball to enter the post, the paint in through a dribble. And that's really has not been a strength for us this year, but I think here this last 4 or 5 games, it's become a strength for us. And we're making it difficult for the opponents to get the ball inside, and I think that's really good. I'm glad we're seeing that here towards the end of the year and seeing all the hard work and practice pay off.
And just a few key takeaways from that game Tuesday against Horton. Again, a big win, 52-26, just when you kind of reassess that ball game and how your team performed, just what were some of the things you kind of took away from that, maybe outside of defensive or that defensive mindset that you kind of just mentioned there?
I thought offensively, too. You know, one thing that really impressed me, at times when we wouldn't score 2 or 3 times down the court, the ability to slow the game down a little bit and make the extra pass and get the ball to somebody who was maybe open in a place they can hit a shot, I thought that was really good. You know, there were times there that we maybe squelched some little runs that they were having, or we overcame some adversity at the offensive end, didn't score 2 or 3 times down the court, and we just slowed things down and got it to a guy maybe that had the hot hand or had a better scoring opportunity. I saw kids pass up shots that, you know, were good shots for them to get the ball to one of your teammates there that had a better shot. So I was impressed with that. That was a really great takeaway from that game.
Putting yourself in position with just a couple games left here in the regular season to be a top-4 seed in the Valley Falls Substate, how are you kind of stressing the importance of these last couple games to not only just jockey for position in that Substate, but also just having that momentum and that winning mentality going into Substate here in less than 2 weeks?
Well, you know, and the kids really, you know, you look back over the years here, we haven't been in a position where we can even have a home game during Substate, and here we are. We have that. You know, and sometimes that could be make the kids a little nervous, or, you know, maybe a little apprehensive about a situation they haven't encountered before. So what we're trying to do here is just break things down and just the goals each game, and even so much as practice. You know, we want to get better at this, and we're going to stay in practice, you know, whether it's an hour or it's 2 hours or it's 3 hours, until we get better at this one thing. Game-wise, same thing. I challenge them. There's 3 goals we have for every game, and we challenge them. You know, your game, whether it's a win or a loss, is going to be based on those accomplishments of those 3 goals right there. So just goal setting and, you know, being real specific in our goal setting, I think it'll lead us to where we need to be at.
That is Troy Hoffman, ACCHS boys basketball coach, coming off their 8th win of the year on a Tuesday night against Horton, 52-26, in good position to have that home game in the first round of Substate here in less than 2 weeks. They will close out the regular season. They'll have a game on Friday at home against Oskaloosa, and then early next week they'll take on Jackson Heights to wrap up the regular season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Oskaloosa, and we'll do it again one more time next week.
Thank you, Brandon.